All right, so there you go. What the Broncos can learn on the road here, getting ready to face the Rams. Guys, since Peyton Manning has signed in Denver, Broncos are 2-2 inside of a dome. I asked Peyton, I just kind of confirmed with him on Wednesday after his presser, if he still had that indoor facility back when he was with the Colts. He said, yeah, he had that his whole career. They practice in that thing all the time. And the Broncos got to practice in theirs for the first time this week. And this is why. It was cold, sure, but this turf they're playing on, you want to simulate that. And, Andrew, what they are going to go against is a Rams team that has some playmakers who could take advantage of this additional speed.
Yeah, you start with Tavon Austin, who's, you know, really a speed threat on the outside. There's a little bit of Percy Harvin in him, so maybe you'll see the Rams try some of the same plays that the Seahawks worked maybe back in the Super Bowl, you know, the jet sweeps with Tavon Austin. But Trey Mason's the guy in the last few weeks that has really emerged. He's become the Rams' primary back ahead of Benny Cunningham and Zach Stacy. And if you're familiar with SEC football, and people around here in St. Louis know what Trey Mason could do from last year's SEC championship game for Auburn against Mizzou when he ran over him, and that was a game on turf. And we're seeing him use some of that speed that we saw at Auburn that got them the national championship game last year out here for the Rams the last few weeks. And really, I think they're going to try to work Trey Mason quite a bit, especially the outside, which also will control the clock, but also gives them that speed on the outside they need.
Anyone who saw C.J. Anderson's 51-yard catch and run for a score last week saw guys like Wes Welker and Demaryius Thomas just screaming downfield trying to set their blocks, get C.J. into the end zone. Broncos have some weapons, too, who could take advantage of this fast track.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we talk about guys like Emmanuel Sanders making catches all over the field, but also Demaryius Thomas has 6 straight games with 100 yards receiving. Today would be his 7th, which would tie Michael Irvin, one of his childhood idols, for 2nd place all time. 8th place, he would tie Calvin Johnson, who this week, Demaryius kind of said, hey, I'm starting to get a little bit closer to that number one spot with his good friend Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, the timing absolutely couldn't have been better. Again, we're inside right now. Weather back at Dove Valley all week long was just awful. But Broncos were happy they had a chance to get inside and test out their own turf facility before coming here to the Dome. On a week, the NFL gave the Broncos a reason to practice inside. Here at Dove Valley on Wednesday, the weather did too.
It's not hot outside.
The Broncos go on the road again to face the Rams in Week 11, who conveniently play in a dome. Perfect timing. The team's new indoor facility is up and running. And when the Broncos started practice this morning, the wind chill was a grueling 14 below zero.
I mean, I wasn't here a year ago, obviously. But I tell you what, just hearing from the guys around here, they really enjoyed it, and I know I enjoyed it because it was definitely cold outside. Honestly, going there, it was definitely cold. I kind of jogged and kind of ran full speed a little bit. It was a little cold, but on the way back, I had a little sweat, so it wasn't that bad. But I tell you what, we enjoyed the facility today. I think we had a good practice, and we just got to continuously stack these practices and hopefully go to St. Louis and win.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I didn't want to practice outside today. A lot of it's freezing out there. It's freezing, but it's fortunate for us that we have an indoor facility built for us, and we got some good work in there.
I don't mind slogging through the weather because, you know, it gets you ready for what you have to play, but it's, you know, it's better than what we were going before over to the other indoor. So it's they did a heck of a job, and it's you know, really, really came out well.
Head coach John Fox said whether or not the team will practice out here on Thursday is still up in the air. The weather won't necessarily determine if the team moves inside or out. The benefit this week is the fact that inside the indoor is field turf.
Playing in the dome is a lot different, especially the lighting for a wide receiver tracking the football and things of that sort. So it was definitely a positive that we got an opportunity to practice in it today.
It actually felt like exactly like a game because it was our first time being on turf today. So it was kind of a good little simulation. It was actually a fast, crisp, hard practice like we always do on Wednesdays, but it was a better tempo today. And we practiced like champions today. It's good.
But we're happy about, you know, getting a good feel for the turf and, you know, having, you know, the versatility to, you know, practice somewhere else and you know, being ready for both, you know, both kind of fields.
Closer to kickoff, inactives are now out and not playing today for the Broncos. Wide receiver Cody Latimer and, of course, Ronnie Hillman, who's been injured this week with a foot. Capri Bibbs, Tony Carter, new Bronco linebacker Todd Davis, Michael Schofield, and also someone who is battling an injury this week, tight end Virgil Green. So, Andrew, those 7 inactives, not too much of a surprise. What does that group not dressing tell you about personnel for today's game?
Well, you've got those guys not dressing, but Mick Sean Ryan, who's been kind of on and off the active list this year, he is dressing. That tells me that you're going to expect quite a bit of running game work from the Rams, like we talked about Trey Mason in the earlier segment. They're going to try to use Mason and Zach Stacy and Benny Cunningham to control the tempo.
Okay, one guy who is up, Monte Ball. He practiced this week. He was in pads on Wednesday, got the most work he's had since injuring his groin back against Arizona. But after what C.J. Anderson did last week and what he's been doing with the ball, kind of running with a purpose, taking advantage of the chance he has right now, going to make kind of a tough decision for both Eric Studisville, Adam Gase, Coach Fox to see who goes in there, Phil. But both backs, both capable of running the ball today.
Yeah, I mean, it could truly be the definition of running back by committee today. We saw C.J. Anderson last week going home. He had the big game. His 51-yard touchdown kind of sparked the Broncos' offense. Wouldn't surprise me if he got the nod to start today. But, of course, Monte Ball coming back home to St. Louis. He saw his very first NFL game right in this stadium, Broncos and Rams, just as a 9-year-old kid. So it's got to be kind of surreal for him to come back here today and possibly make his return after missing some weeks here.
I'm only saying this because Adam Gase did. Fantasy owners, you have these backs. Don't rely on them this week because we don't know what's going to happen. Adam Gase said that on Thursday, and here's more from Gase talking about how he's going to pick which backs go in and run.
They did a good job. We got some guys covered up in the run game. I thought CJ, when he had his opportunities, he hit the hole good. And, you know, it's going to take us a minute to try to get everybody filled out, you know, feel it out and see how that group's going to go. And hopefully we can stick with them and then, you know, keep getting positive gains in the run game. I just don't want to take any more steps backwards. You know, we've done good in pass protection for the most part, the whole group, no matter who's been in there. But we just need to make sure that our run game is, you know, going upward.
Specifically, what did you think of Montgomery? He was the new guy last week.
Signs that he was ready for that kind of breakthrough against Oakland?
Well, he's been kind of flashing since last year. I mean, if you recall when we played San Francisco in the preseason, I mean, everybody was really high. He gets hurt. He's out for a while. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle. We stuck him in there a little bit. He's kind of always been – he's shown up, and then something would happen where he kind of got moved out of that spot. But he's never wavered as far as his preparation, the way he practices. He just kept doing his thing, and I think he was just waiting for his opportunity. He got one last week, made the most of it. And, you know, now we'll see. Every game is going to be different. I mean, right now I'm feeling like, hey, whoever's got the hot hand is going to get the ball. So whoever starts off good, we'll keep him in there and just let him keep carrying it.
Would you think Monte would be ready for that? Now it sounds like he's physically good to go. If he's the hot hand, you're going to play the hot hand?
We're going to play the hot hand. Okay. I mean, right now CJ, he had the best game last week. So, you know, we'll see what he brings, and then we'll get the other guys going and see what happens there.